This pattern, this particular arrangement of discs and rings, first appeared, so far as is known, in a field of flax beans at Stony Littleton Long Barrel on June 7, 2010. On July 30, 2011, at Steve's Tattoo in Madison, Wisconsin, a tattoo artist used rich blue-black ink to inscribe the pattern on my left forearm. The tattoo project began as a glib conclusion to one of my radio shows. After listing my oh-so-logical reasons for not accepting conventional explanations of the phenomena, I listed the things I did believe about crop circles, concluding with, "Most of all, I believe that a crop circle tattoo is a good way to secure a position of oversight in the post-alien takeover world." But for the record, aliens, and my relative influence in their hypothetical future power structure, had little to do with my new skin ornament. However, I am convinced that crop circles are somehow important, and not the work of casual hoaxers using conventional technology. But even if they are being created by tricksters with simple tools, interesting questions remain. For example, consider the longevity of the phenomena. The first modern crop circle appeared 40 years ago, and in all that time, a recognizable aesthetic has held sway. Crop circle designs seem to be the work of one mind, or a small collective, working out variations on themes and evolving over time. And in all those decades of work, no one has taken credit. Even anonymous street artists like Banksy are somehow acknowledged, and typically they find some way to get paid for their art. But the crop circle creators, human or otherwise, remain unknown. Crop circles are a self-consistent and instantly recognizable symbol set that don't seem to be strongly based on some previous set. They've been forced into public consciousness with great effort, and they aren't copyrighted and don't even have their own website. Who does that? Basically, I have no explanation, nor even a working theory. Crop circles strike me as a kind of magic, a concentration and manifestation of mana ripening in our time. These are our miracles, I think, and future generations will scratch their heads, wondering how we managed to miss their meaning so completely. Simply put, by getting this crop circle tattoo, I wanted somehow to partake of this crop circle power. More than that, I wanted, expected even, some influx of delightful weirdness, an infusion of extra-normal mojo. I guess I have been disappointed in that. So far, it's just a tattoo and not an e-ticket to other dimensions. But I am not really complaining. After all, an alien invasion is bound to happen sooner or later, and then I'll be sitting pretty. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.